You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Rain has made an impact, and the smoke from Canada should be cleared out by this afternoon. Wildfires to the north and west has led to unhealthy air quality alerts across the state, with an advisory that lasts until midday today. The forecast does call for rain, but the DNR is urging people to minimize outdoor activity through the morning. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Deportation is delayed for now. A teacher's aide with Milwaukee Public Schools ordered to self-deport to El Salvador did not have to leave the country yesterday. Immigration officials are reviewing her appeal. Yesenia Ruano, who fled El Salvador and has two U.S.-born daughters, was preparing to leave but can now stay in the U.S. until ICE rules on her case. Milwaukee will miss out on more money. The state is holding back more financial aid for Milwaukee Public Schools after the district again failed to meet financial reporting deadlines. The Department of Public Instruction says withholding funds is a last resort and will notify MPS of the exact amount withheld soon. The district says services will not be interrupted and that they expect the funds to be released once reports are filed. Last year, late reporting cost MPS over $16 million in special education aid. Milwaukee's union membership is down. According to a study from Construction Coverage, the Brewer City union rate has fallen to a historic low, with only 6.8% of the metro workforce belonging to a union. Compare that to a rate of 25% in the 1980s. While union jobs in the city continue to offer higher wages, the overall decline mirrors national trends. Milwaukee's push for more housing options took a step forward. The Plan Commission has approved Mayor Johnson's updated plan following significant revisions. It focuses on supporting local developers and permits smaller homes on owner-occupied lots. Controversial duplex proposals have been removed. Despite the changes, some community members argue the plan could threaten single-family neighborhoods and lead to more absentee landlords. Southeastern Wisconsin is now home to the state's first large-scale battery storage facility. We Energies says the Paris Solar Battery Park in Kenosha County is now fully operational. The site's new battery system stores enough electricity to power more than 130,000 homes for 4 hours. Solar panels at that site have been working since last December. We Energies is leading the project with partners involved, including Wisconsin Public Service and Madison Gas and Electric. A regional bus service could be slashed. There's a public hearing in Waukesha County next week on plans to cut all commuter bus service from Oconomowoc, Delafield, and Pewaukee to downtown Milwaukee. The reason is low ridership. People would still be able to reach downtown Milwaukee from that area by transferring from the Waukesha Metro Route 1 to the MCTS Connect 1. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
The Brewers lose to the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last night, top of the ninth, the Brewers down 4-2. It looked like Milwaukee's Jake Bowers had just hit a two-run homer to center field to tie up the game on the Reds FanDuel Network.
Center field, Friedel. At the wall!
Jake Bowers asked if he thought he'd hit that ball hard enough to get it out of the park.
I got it a touch off the end. I knew it was going to be close. And then once I saw it coming down, I knew that was probably a wrap.
So the Brewers' eight-game winning streak comes to an end. They finish the series today. NFL at the OTAs. The Packers drafted running back Marshawn Lloyd in the third round last year, but he's been limited again, this time with a hamstring injury.
We have a feel for what he is certainly capable. I mean, we've seen enough. He's an explosive player, but he's got to prove it over the course of time.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're boarding a flight anytime soon, make sure you are not in possession of fancy sunflower seeds. Grey's Anatomy star Ellen Pompeo was stopped by the TSA, who found sunflower seeds in her carry-on. They actually set off the alarm. Pompeo said they brought in the bomb squad to get to the bottom of the sunflower seed melee. The New York Post reports that the old school actress said they were designer and organic sunflower seeds. I am fully aware that nothing about that story makes sense. Jason Sudeikis has recently spoken up about the death of his uncle, George Wendt. Wendt, who played Norm on Cheers for 11 years, died in his sleep on May 20th at the age of 67. Sudeikis said the advice his uncle gave him was to get on a great show and ride it out and see what happens. Sudeikis took his advice and ended up having an 8-year run on Saturday Night Live and, of course, the wildly popular Ted Lasso. Jason Sudeikis described Wendt as fun and as kind in real life as any character he played on TV. The King of the Hill actor who provided the voice for character John Redcorn has been killed in a shooting. TMZ reports that Jonathan John was found at the side of a road, shot several times. First responders tried life-saving measures, but pronounced him dead at the scene. Sources say Joss was shot by a neighbor after a disagreement. Police did track down the shooter within a few minutes. Joss played Redcorn from season 2 to season 13 of the hit animated show. Jonathan Joss was 59 years old. The Penguin's secret crush is no longer a secret. Danny DeVito had a good old-fashioned showbiz crush on Catwoman. The Twins star said when he was in Batman Returns, he had the hots for co-star Michelle Pfeiffer. DeVito sat down with Colin Farrell, also known for his role as the Penguin, on Variety's Actors on Actors podcast, where the two traded Batman stories. DeVito said Pfeiffer was his secret crush. DeVito says he lusted after her and loved her. Lucky girl. As usual, director Christopher Nolan's new project is ambitious, to say the least. The Inception director is currently shooting his latest project, Odyssey, in Morocco, Greece, and Scotland, just to name a few locations. Nolan loves to take cinematic chances as well, as evidenced by his breakthrough film, Memento. In keeping with the tradition, he is the first to shoot a movie entirely using IMAX cameras. Nolan used the cameras during parts of his film, The Dark Knight, and used IMAX black and white 65mm film during parts of Oppenheimer. Shooting an entire film on 65mm IMAX will be groundbreaking. Recently at Comic-Con, Universal Studios distribution chief made a prediction that The Odyssey will be a, quote, a visionary, once-in-a-generation cinematic masterpiece that Homer himself would likely be proud of, end quote. Cannot wait to see how this turns out. The Odyssey is expected to hit theaters July 27th, 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles this morning, gradually becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. And yeah, we'll still be dealing with a little of that Canadian wildfire smoke today as well. 62 our high. Tonight, clear 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, less smoky with a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.